Joining us here today on the big show, well, it's great to welcome Drew Baldridge. Hey there, Drew.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man, good. Where are you checking in from?
Checking in from Nashville today. We're here about to shoot a little music video today, so we're just here in town right now.
Awesome, awesome. So a little bit of noise there in the background. You got some crew with you there, eh?
Sorry, I got my son running around on the floor here.
And for those of us who don't know, what's your son's name and how old?
His name is Lyric Baldridge. He just turned 2 a couple months ago. It's a good day today. It's real hot outside here, so we've been playing with the water hose and all sorts of fun stuff.
Welcome to the terrible twos, huh?
Oh, yeah, he's a wild boy.
So, Drew, man, I got to tell you, we love your song, She, Somebody's Daughter, and that song went to number one, and it made a little bit of history. Tell us the whole story behind, you know, how that came to be going to number one.
Yeah, man, what a journey we've been on. You know, what a roller coaster ride. And, you know, I've been in Nashville now for almost 14 years, which is crazy to think about. Mm-hmm. And I had back in 2019, I kind of lost everything. I had a record deal and a booking agent and all that fun stuff, and all that stuff went away in 2019 after I had 4 failed singles at country radio, and I didn't know if I was going to be able to continue to do music anymore. Then I had this song, She's Somebody's Daughter, came out when me and my wife got married, and I knew it was special, and, you know, it was streaming, it was going viral, and it was doing all the things. I couldn't get a record deal. I couldn't get any company to sign me, and so I decided just to start my own record label and hired my own staff, and everybody said I was crazy, and I just took the streams that we were making and dumped them back into this record company and said, well, let's take a chance and see what happens. And everybody said, man, this has never been done before. You're crazy. And I was like, man, I think this message needs to be heard about treating women right. And we sent it to radio, and man, it took us a whole year, but we ended up, for the first time ever, an independent artist went number one on their first number one. It's never happened before. And I just didn't know that was going to be our journey. You know, I thought, man, if we get top 30, that'd be pretty cool to say we had a top 30 song. But country radio was so good to me, and it just kept growing and it kept climbing. And I just feel like very blessed, man.
Continuing our chat with Drew Baldridge, and here he is talking about his Tough People song and its initiative.
We're on our second top 15 at country radio now with Tough People. And what a journey that song is also. And if you would have told me 2 years ago, when we started sending this song to country radio, that, hey, man, you're going to have a number one in the top 15.
Yeah.
I told you, you're plumb crazy. I told you, ain't no way.
Awesome, man. So, yeah, Tough People, it's got quite a strong message behind it. And tell us what this is all about, this tune.
Yeah, so I wrote this song kind of when I was going through that whole fight of almost giving up and, you know, starting my own record label. And we wrote the hook of that song, Hard Work Pays Off, Good Beats Evil, Tough Times Make Tough People. And I thought, man, what a powerful message that I need to hear every day. And so it became kind of my fight song during the She's Somebody's Daughter battle to country radio. And now, you know, we put it out. We almost didn't get to because Luke Combs recorded it.
Yeah.
And I called him and asked for it back. And by the grace of God, he gave it back to me. And, you know, here we are now. We put it out, and it's been climbing country radio, and it's been exciting to see. And what a path that is our second single has been on. But it's the perfect message. It's the perfect follow-up because it's just like, man, we had to go through a tough time to get Daughter up the chart. And so we are tough people, and there's a lot of people out there in the world right now that I believe really need this message of what this song says.
Chatting with Drew Baldridge, and Drew, Tough People has spanned a charity angle as well. Hey, could you tell us more about that?
We started the Tough People Fund, which has been very awesome. Mm-hmm. And, you know, these are just people that are going through everyday life battles. And I came across this girl named Baker, who's 4 years old, that heard our song, and it became her fight song to fight cancer. And her mom was sending me videos, and her doctor was sending me videos. So I started the Tough People Fund all around her, and we've raised over $9,000 for her and her family.
Awesome.
Her mom had to quit her job to help, you know, with all the doctor times that her daughter has to go through and the doctor bills and all that. And we were, you know, hey, we wanted to help. So we rallied around, and now we're about to pick a new Tough People Fund person that we're hopefully going to announce over the next couple weeks. And that's something that I wanted to do with this song is rally around people and be able to give back.
Well, our son is a cancer survivor, so thanks for what you're doing there. Really appreciate it, Drew.
Oh, man, Ian. Well, thank you, man, for saying that. I'm so excited to hear that your son got to ring his bell.
Yeah, he did, for sure. Yeah, he's now like a, you know, a 26-year-old kid. He had a Wilms tumor, which was children's kidney cancer. He was diagnosed at 4 months, and now he's almost as tall as me, 6'2", eyes of blue.
Oh, man, I bet. I can't imagine, you know, sitting here seeing my 2-year-old little boy. Me and my wife talk about all the time, like, what kind of battle.
Yeah.
You know, not only does your kid have to be tough, but the parents, what they go through that same process.
Amen.
It's so hard.
Well, Drew, we're just loving your story. Congratulations on everything. And it's just proof that hard work pays off, right?
That's right, brother. That is right. Just don't give up. You know, if you got a dream, just keep fighting. You'd be shocked what can come out of it.
Great words of advice, my friend. And thanks for checking in with us here today, Drew. And good luck with everything.
I appreciate you, brother. Thank you.